You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
We ready for y'all. Well, I have been ready. The time of this recording is we're starting now at 11:15 Friday. What is today? The 15th?
Today is the 14th.
The 14th, mm-hmm. Okay. We're supposed to start at 11. But we'll get into why it's 11:15 and we're just now starting. Coming up in just a few minutes. Are you feeling it today, Jody?
I am. I feel really good today.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not.
Why?
Because I'm tired. I've already done a regular radio show and then another hour-long podcast. And then now I've got to come up here and do this crap.
Well, we were supposed to do it yesterday, but we had to reschedule because of you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be the longest 30 minutes of my life.
Same here.
Today. Okay.
Okay.
So this is where we're supposed to tell everybody go listen to the other podcasts and all in the network, the Ace and TJ family.
Mm-hmm.
Tell other people, and we have a YouTube channel now that you need to go subscribe to if you don't mind.
Which I love that, by the way.
But the Ace and TJ Daily,
yeah,
is what
like
it's
it.
Called. Mm-hmm. It's a video of us doing the radio show.
I like the little note Riggins put up in the camera the other day.
That's it. Alexis just farted. So yeah, go subscribe to that. Because we're trying to build up all this stuff. I tell you this every week. We're trying to build up all of these networks and digital platforms and all these things so you can enjoy us in so many different ways.
So many.
We're here for your pleasure, serving at the pleasure of the people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll get into the this week's TJ and Jody's House coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's House.
Okay, so why are we late getting started today? Because Jody won't do it on the weekends anymore. We can't record on the weekends because she had one bad Sunday where she didn't like her performance. And so now all weekend recordings are out of the question.
It's not that I didn't like my performance. It's like if you have a test hanging over your head and you have to turn this in, what, by Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't like waiting until the last minute. I know you love that, but I don't.
No, I don't. Unless we have something where, you know, like those instances where we had our friends come in after we've been out drinking and stuff like that. Those were fun. But yesterday I had to do this whole big video project, but don't say what it was, Jody, because we don't have permission yet to say that. And then I had to get my hair cut. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't do it yesterday. And then today, I don't like to do things on Fridays after I leave the radio station because my week is over and it's vacation time.
It's nap time.
Not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily. No, that's what you're sitting here thinking. I'm missing out on my sleep.
No, I can do that later.
You're so stupid.
I don't need that.
Okay.
But I stayed up late last night, an hour later than I normally do.
Okay.
Because I was visiting. We had guests.
Mm-hmm.
And I was being, you know, Mr. Hospitality, like I always am.
That's you.
Making sure everybody's having fun. That whole responsibility is on my back all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure everybody's getting what they need.
Yeah.
I'm a giver. Mm. Sometimes it gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we were late because Jody was at TJ Maxx.
Yes, I was. And I thought going early would be good because it had just been open. But no, that line is insane. However, you're making a big to-do about this. I've shown up here every time at 11 o'clock, and it takes you at least 10 minutes to get your stuff together. So don't even start with me.
How long did it take me to start when you walked in?
You probably had just finished, and then you propped your foot up on the chair like you've been sitting here.
No, it doesn't take me as long to get everything ready anymore now that I'm used to it. Because I'm usually not the ones that – I don't do all the recording and the equipment and stuff but I do on this.
It took you last week. I was here at 11, and we didn't get started for at least 10 minutes.
Because you came in talking.
I didn't even feel like being here.
You jabbering, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever. I'm here now.
So what'd you get at TJ Maxx? Lamps?
Two lamps.
Why? What do we need lamps for?
The guest room.
Oh. Anytime Jody's parents come to visit, we have to get new furniture.
No, we don't have to get new furniture. I've been needing new.
Redecorate the guest room for them every time.
No, I don't.
You got that new blanket you put in there.
I did that 6 months ago, boy.
Because they haven't been here yet.
So?
Why do we need new lamps?
I don't know.
And how many? That's a little room. Two. Why, you got two?
On each side of the bed. Mm. And I don't know if I'm going to love them because I may have to return them. But you know, at TJ Maxx, if you see something, you better grab it.
Now, when do they get shipments in at TJ Maxx?
Usually, I had heard Thursday, but you know, it's been kind of empty since COVID. But today, it was full.
Was the line so long because,
oh my gosh,
because they didn't have as many hands up there checking out because of the labor shortage?
Yep. And it is awful every time I go in there. Like, I walk in and think I want to go get something and look at the line and just leave.
Tragic.
Hate it.
It's tragedy.
Yep. Because I do love that store.
Ew.
I do.
They're always, I don't know, what do you call them? Bargain shoppers in there. Ugh.
Oh, you go right Gross. Up in there, please.
Gross. I do not.
Where'd you get that shirt you have on today?
I ordered it.
Yeah.
From richpeople.com.
Yeah.
Sophistication.com. Mm-hmm.
Walmart, Target.
Target.
Mm-hmm.
Target.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Some people had some stuff they wanted us to talk about. Because I'm telling you, I was dry today.
Ew.
Dry on ideas.
You're grouchy. I can tell by your face.
No, I'm not.
You got that 11 going in between those eyes.
Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted.
Well, go home and take a nap.
Carrying our household.
You don't carry Jack, boy.
No, but I had to give Jody some shots in her leg.
I think you kind of enjoyed that.
No, I did not.
Yes,
I did.
You did.
Not. No, seriously, I didn't.
Seriously, why are you smiling when you say that?
I mean, I could tell it hurt you, and I didn't want to do it.
It was worth it, though.
Because last week we were talking about your cluster headaches, mm-hmm. your whole life being a cluster.
Yeah. Did anybody happen to send in any helpful tips?
No.
Oh, no. That's sad.
But you joined that cluster support group.
I did.
You got stuff going there.
You can laugh all you want. But I'm learning things on that.
But you waited until you went to the doctor and got the shot that clears up the headaches before you got on the cluster
support
group.
Because it didn't dawn on me. Because I was, you know what? That whole 6-7 days of constant headaches, I didn't have time to worry about all that. Mm. I wasn't even in my right mind to think to do something like that. But it was good, and I'm glad I did. And you can laugh all you want. Yeah.
So I took Jody to the doctor Monday,
mm-hmm.
to the neurologist. And I had to wait out in the truck because they don't, you know, the COVID, you can't have people hanging out in the lobby. And the doctor sent her home with an injection that it looked like an EpiPen type of situation. And you have to, it's mechanical. And I had to give her two of those in her thigh.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. And it hurt. The shot didn't. It was the medicine that burned. But it was worth it because I started feeling better the next day.
Yeah. Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not enjoy giving you the shot. Now, I know you would have enjoyed giving it to me and for me to be in pain.
No, I
wouldn't. But I don't think about things like that.
I would not.
So one of the things that I think the lady's name Stephanie that wrote in, she wanted to know if we have nicknames for each other. Like if we call each other by nicknames.
No.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yeah, not pet names, not like Schmoopy and, and you know.
Oh, you do. Yeah, you call me.
What?
Judy.
Yeah, because my Nana was really a dingy woman, and she called Jody Judy, getting her name mixed up, so I started calling her Judy. Judy. But I also call you Pretty.
Yeah.
And I'll say, hey, Pretty. And then I'll say, Doodoo Head. I'll call you Doodoo Head.
You do?
Yeah.
I must tune that out. Shocker.
But yeah, there are no like sugar, sweetie, you know.
What do I call you?
Richard, most of the time.
Richard.
Or dude.
Richard.
Yeah. My name's Richie, and it's not Richard.
No, it's not.
No more than her name is Judy.
Richard.
Mm-hmm.
I do that, don't I?
Yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind having little pet names for each other. What would you call me if you had a pet name for
me? I don't know.
That is not even your personality at all. Nothing.
No.
There's nothing loving about Jody's personality.
You're such a pal.
There's not. You're not a sappy, lovey, affectionate,
mushy-gushy
kind person.
I am kind. Mm. Depends who you ask.
Yeah. Well, don't ask me.
I'm not. Nobody did, so keep your thoughts to yourself.
Yeah, so what would you give me a pet name?
I can't. Come I on. Can't even go there.
Come on, call
I can't.
Me. Yeah, you can.
I can't.
Like Sugar Bear or
ew.
Something like that.
No.
Honey Bunny.
I can't.
Well, thanks. Do I disgust you that
Poo-poo
much?
Poo-poo head.
Do I disgust you that much?
No, you but I just even can't come up. I think that's so weird.
You're going to insult people.
Well, it's weird for me.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're
I'm
very
thrilled
weird.
For others who say schmoopy, poopy.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Good for them.
You wouldn't have said that.
Sugar booger. Whatever.
You're thinking of booger sugar, which is cocaine.
Sugar booger is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Sugie, honey. I say honey sometimes.
Yeah, I guess you do.
I do.
Mm-hmm. And used to when we first got married and all, you, because I made fun of, not made fun of you, but I would imitate you and you would go, baby! Like, usually, but not in a nice way, but in a mean way.
Yeah,
like,
and
you were yelling at me, baby!
And you did make fun of me, so let's make that clear. I love how you try to back
imitating
that
imitating is not making fun of.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
You do make fun of me.
Yeah, just imitation is not mocking.
Okay. So, yeah. No names. Nope. Mm. Sorry,
well,
Stephanie.
I'm going to have to come up with a good one for you, though.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer.
Yes, you will.
I bet I won't.
Yeah, you will. Especially if I'm ringing the dinner bell.
Oh,
you love
give
my cooking
me
so
a
much.
Break.
You love my cooking.
Ugh.
And then Alexis was asking, she goes, I wonder if y'all were single, like if y'all split up or something, if Jody would go on a dating site.
No, indeed. There's no even thinking about it.
Why?
No.
What would you do?
I'd pray that the Lord put somebody in front of me.
Like just have them show up at the door?
Not necessarily, but you never know. I mean, I'm out and about places, you know, or somebody might know somebody to set me up with, but I would. There is absolutely no way I go on a dating site.
Why?
Because it freaks me out.
You'd be scared.
Yeah.
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 I wonder why she didn't ask what I would do if I were single.
Because they know
again.
You're probably already on one.
No, I mean I wouldn't be on a dating site.
Mm-hmm. You're on something weird.
Yeah.
You are.
What is that one that the what's his name the Duggar guy was on in the beginning?
Madison, kind of,
yeah, Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably on something weird like that. It's going to come out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Me up there updating my dating profile on the puffy couch.
Mm-hmm. When it does, I hope that you know, somebody has somebody out there for me, because I'm not going on a dating site.
I don't think you'll have to.
You don't?
No. I think in our little suburb here, once it gets a word out that you're single, they're going to be like, all the divorcees and everything will be lined up.
They'll Why
be,
you like, act where? Like it's going to happen?
You just said it was.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Well, when it comes busted. Out
that I'm on Ashley yeah. Madison.
You're going to be busted for something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah, I think they would be lined up.
I doubt it, but
I think they would, because I mean you're known around this suburb as, you know, being the hot.
No, I'm not.
One of the hot stay at home moms.
Are you nuts? Yeah, no, you are. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, move on. This is weird.
Which, by the way, when our second child goes off to college in a couple of months,
mm-hmm.
you gonna get a job? You don't have anything to do at home.
What do you want me to go do?
I don't know. You can work at TJ Maxx and help.
I know.
You can help them at TJ Maxx.
Listen, you're a big talker over there. If I got a job, you would hate it. If I go out of your sight, you're a column. Where's your mama? Where's your mama go?
That's just because I worry about you.
All right. Well, if I'm at work, you're going to worry.
Then I'll know where you are.
No.
I'll come by there.
You'll worry about freaks coming in there. You'll worry about me going in and out of the parking lot. No.
I'm not a worrier.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder where our child gets it.
Our sweet daughter,
mm-hmm.
she's just concerned.
But anyway, I can go get a job if that's yeah. what you want. I have no problem.
I just for your own mental health, mm-hmm. I think you should go to like beauty school or something.
I'm not going to beauty school.
Be a hairdresser.
You're so weird. And then that would take up time at night, and you wouldn't like that. Don't be talking all big
okay,
over there.
Stop making out to people like I like hanging around with you.
You do. Oh. And not even hanging with me. You just like to know that I'm under the same roof as you.
No, but my favorite thing is hanging out with you.
Really?
What do you mean, really? You know that.
Well, I am fun.
I'm not even talking about it in fun ways.
I am fun.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Oh, I do bring joy.
So I have a note here that said Jody wants to talk about something. Because you said at some point this week, you said, we're going to talk about that on the podcast. And then I said, well, good. You're going to come up with something to talk about.
Oh, yeah. You being rude. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Now that you say that. So the other night, I was finally feeling better to cook something. And you said, what are you cooking? And making that 11 like you do. Ugh. And you said, what are you cooking? And I said, turkey sausage. And you said, I don't want that. And you're such a brat about it. And you said, I'm gonna go get something. And I said, no, I have tons of groceries in there. We spent a fortune on this week. You can find something to eat. And you were just a brat about it.
No, I was
such a brat. And so then I cut it up. Aiden was fine eating it. Lainey was making something else because she doesn't eat hardly anything that we eat. She doesn't like any meat. So,
yeah, she likes chicken and
fish.
Yeah.
And so, and then we made some suggestions to you and you were a brat. And then,
no, I wasn't a brat. All I said was, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. Or I can't eat that.
I don't like that.
No, because some of it is.
You got regular sausage in there.
A dietary restriction.
You were just a pain.
It's that turkey smoked sausage in the sausage links.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I'm trying to explain to people what kind of turkey sausage
and you used to like it. So then I started cutting it up and I said, are you going to eat this or not? Because I have two packages and I'm only going to do one. Yeah, I'll eat it. Like a two-year-old. So I heated it up. I put it on a bun. Then you go over and what's left, you start putting oil and I don't know what all you were doing over there. And then you ate it.
Yeah, because I had an idea of something that I wanted to try with it because you hadn't cooked it too much to where I couldn't come back and cook it a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to put some olive oil in it, season it up a little bit and browned it a little more and, you know,
that's how you flipping it over there, like you were some chef or some crap. But you were a brat. Listen,
and then you said, why didn't you just do it?
Yeah.
And I would have, but I would have also said, hey, Jody, why don't you put a little olive oil in there?
Oh, don't you?
And then you would have said, don't tell me how to cook.
I would have. You're right.
So what am I supposed to do?
Get up and do it.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And then you're saying I was a brat for doing it.
Because you were a brat from the beginning about it.
Oh, nobody liked that sausage.
We ate it.
Yeah, nobody likes it.
Well, you know what? I told you make a ham sandwich. Make a peanut butter sandwich. I don't care. Find something in there to eat. You don't have to eat it, but don't be a brat about it.
Yeah. I couldn't
eat that.
I
feel like taking the pan and just hitting you upside the head when you act like that.
Well, I act like, how often do I say that I don't want something? I choke down your food all the time and never say a word.
Well, you don't have to worry about choking about it anymore, because I will not make anything for you. You're so stupid.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You better be. Because I hate cooking anyway, so I'll worry about myself, not worry about you.
Well, I've told you to do that before.
Yeah, and then you see what I did. I thought about that. You always say that, and then I make something, and you were a complete pain in the ass about it.
Did you ever think that I was mostly joking?
And I'm sick of that. I'm sick of every time you do something like this, you act like, and when you see I'm getting upset about it, you'll go, "I'm just joking." No, that's bull.
Ask our children.
I don't care about what they say.
Our children get sarcasm. They get it from me.
Well, they knew you were being a brat the other night.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they did.
No.
Whatever.
Not my angel baby. Not my angel babies.
Whatever. You and your angel babies.
You just need to lighten up, Jody.
You need to shut up.
You need to just, like, calm down. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. I mean, the minute you saw that those shots were working and I was feeling better, here you come, just starting crap. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many women would love to have an enthusiastic husband like I am?
Enthusiastic. Let's go over the definition. What is the definition exactly of enthusiastic?
And sparkling personality, always quick with a joke, always...
You are not always quick with a joke.
To bring smiles.
I'm looking up enthusiastic.
One of the wittiest people ever walk on planet Earth. And then what do? You just do not appreciate it. You mock. You mock.
Okay, enthusiastic. And here's the definition. Having or showing intense and eager enjoyment. Oh, yeah,
exactly
interest approval.
Yeah, I could put that.
You are the least of this.
On my office door as my title.
Give me a break.
That exactly describes me.
That's the last thing you are, enthusiastic.
Wow. I'm very enthusiastic.
No, you're not.
About making you happy, I'm the most enthused.
Making me happy?
Yes.
I just told a story of what you did to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one of a million.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it, Jody? Yep. Is it?
Oh, and I'm making notes now that we do this podcast.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to think you're ridiculous.
No, they're not.
Because they're going to be like, girl, you don't understand how good
and
you got
be like,
it.
Girl,
I mean,
come spend
look
a day
at this.
In the life of me.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'd be like, you're right. Right. Ooh, yeah, the last thing is enthusiastic. He sleeps. He makes the 11 all the time. Like, everybody's stupid.
Spend a day in the
he
life
He comments
of you.
On every show right. you watch, go, and commercial.
Go get stuck in the line at TJ Maxx. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How awful.
It is awful. It is awful.
I'm
sorry I'm trying to better your home.
Spend a day in the life of
God
me.
God forbid.
So what are we doing this weekend? Are we going to have fun?
I don't
fun
know. I hope we're going to watch Law and Order all weekend. That's fun.
Are we going to be enthusiastic?
You're not.
Yes. Look at me. I'm the enthusiastic.
I was down one weekend.
You're the one coming off as an anger ball. Mm-hmm. Like you have the anger
you're annoying
issues,
me.
Not I.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
God,
coming
so
off
much.
As the good cop. And the good cop,
I wish
bad
we
cop.
Had phone lines for people to like call in and get their opinions on this stuff.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
People love me, Jody.
Okay.
They love me.
And there are people who don't love you. I hate to break it to you.
Those are few and far between.
Okay.
I got to be honest with you. The research shows that I am the most beloved public figure in all of media.
Hush.
All of media.
Hush. Move on. Nobody cares. You're exhausting.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
You love me. You would have me no other way, so stop acting.
I would have you another way. No, you wouldn't. Yes, I would.
You would not change a thing about me.
Oh, yes, I would.
Not in the least.
Oh, gosh.
And I took care of you the whole time you were down. I drove
you took care of me. You went upstairs.
I drove you to the doctor.
Watched TV all weekend. You were in heaven because I couldn't go anywhere. I wasn't asking you to do anything. And you went away and did your thing.
I took pictures of you when you were lying there with that ice pack thing over your eyes.
Well, you're
and
a
everything.
Freak. That Who means you send I love that to?
You. That just means I love you. And I think you're pretty, even with ice packs on your face.
Oh, my God.
I sent them to people giving them an update on your health.
Oh, great.
That's what I did. Because that way I wouldn't have to type out anything. You said, how's Jody doing? And I sent that picture. And they're like, oh, not good, huh? And I'm like,
ooh, I wasn't good.
But you're welcome again.
God.
I mean, you see how much appreciation I get for the sacrifices that I make.
Yeah, I know. I'm hungry.
Yeah. We're going on a lunch date.
No, I don't know about that.
Friday lunch
date. No, you got to get to bed. You got to rest. You're so tired.
I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly you're enthusiastic about going to eat.
Where are we going? What are you in the mood for?
I kind of want sushi.
Sushi? Okay.
But Pisces.
Pisces sushi? That's the name of a sushi restaurant.
Do you like that?
That's fine, yeah. I don't have to eat.
Okay. I don't have to go with you either.
Yeah. I don't mind going to Pisces and just
Where do you want to go then, you brat?
Water is fine.
Where do you want to go?
Where do you want to go? No, Pisces is fine. If that's what
you want to go?
Sushi is good with me.
You must want to go to pizza or tacos.
No. Mm-mm. I want to go wherever you want to go, just like normal.
Mm.
All right.
By the way.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Hi. Okay, when we last left our saga, you were about to say something, Jody? Yeah, you were going to say something.
I know, and I don't remember. You should have caught me then. I forgot. Sorry.
Okay. Well, don't be upset.
I'm not.
You'll be fine. We'll get some, Cali roll in you, and you'll be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Since we're going to eat sushi today.
Yeah. Probably going to go home and read my book.
Oh, the Jessica Simpson book?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Now, do you think she really wrote that herself?
Yeah, I do.
Come on.
I do. Don't start with that. Yes, she did.
Okay, well, when she got famous for her reality show with Nick Lachey and all that, what was she famous for? Being dingy and a dodo.
Yeah. I'm just starting the book, but it's her story.
But you think she actually sat down and
Yeah, and, I think she journaled stuff.
And she created the sentences and she, put them in paragraph form. And
yes, because in the very first part of the book.
Agreement, yes. The whole thing.
Because in the very first part of the book, she talks about how she wrote all these notes in pencil so that she could go back and fix them if they were not grammatically correct because she didn't want something to happen to her and somebody go find it and say she's not smart.
Good. Good for her.
All right.
She is so pretty still.
She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She was beautiful the whole time. I never thought she wasn't.
Who did?
I don't know.
I didn't.
No.
I've actually met her
on
several
so
occasions. You did?
Yes, when? I did. She came to do a thing, and I went to see her sing.
Was I there?
Yes, you were there.
Oh.
But you were so enamored with her that you couldn't even.
No, how about thank you, my great husband, for having the connections anyway, for me to meet celebrities that I like.
She
how about
was
that?
Beautiful, yeah. She was very pretty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've worked with her twice now at least.
Okay. It's not about you. Gosh. So anyway, I'm excited about that. I went to a used bookstore in Nashville a couple weeks ago, and I got Demi Moore's book and Rob Lowe's book. Can't wait. I'm planning to read those on the beach when we go.
When we go this weekend? Or
no.
When we go,
okay, no. Not that kind of trip.
You mean when we go and we're laying around for a week on the beach? Okay.
Yeah. I love it. I love that.
Yeah, they say that Rob Lowe book is really good.
I know. I can't
wait. He's funny. Mm-hmm. He's really funny. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say that we look just alike. Like at least twice a day when I'm in the public, somebody thinks I'm Rob Lowe.
Sure. Okay. We'll go with that.
They do. Mm-hmm. Happens like all the time.
Yeah. And I look like Jessica Simpson.
I think you look better than Jessica Simpson.
No, I don't.
I do. Yeah. Okay. I think so. Well,
thank you.
You're welcome. All right, well, let's go get some sushi.
Yes, I'm so hungry.
Hey, Jody, I love you. I love you so much.
Mm-hmm. I love you too, Schmeaky Pete.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.